Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the very necessary podcast.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing?
Good.
We fine. We blessed and highly favored.
What y'all been up to?
Being bad.
Being
bad. That's it.
Yeah, like being blessed and being bad and bougie.
I like y'all mugs.
They are so wonderful.
Vonchella done bought us these little rose and pearl mugs, child. And they
and they describe us to a T. Tumblers.
She got to be all specific.
Yeah. Got to let the people know. They're cute.
They describe us to a T.
To a T.
And the little ladies, that's us. Exactly us.
Rose and pearl.
So, yes, you know, the ladies come.
We're going to post them on our page so y'all can see.
Yes. So, the ladies, they come bald-headed and they come bald headed and you got to choose the skin and you got to choose the hairstyles. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the aesthetics, you know, the glasses or, you know, the wine. You could choose what type of beverage you want to have in your hand and the clothing. And I played around with it. I saw Sue already. I said,
girl, you got me.
I said, that is Sue with the glasses.
And that bun.
And the bun.
On top of my head. Okay. Yes. That's it.
That is it. I love it.
You know what? When you just said bald head, I said, Lord, somebody going to get mad because she said bald head. Why y'all get mad by every goddamn thing? Nobody can't even say bald headed no more. They be like,
girl, you got to be politically correct around here.
She may have alopecia or something. Thing. I don't like bald-headed. Y'all be mad. Y'all angry. MFers be mad about everything. Well, nobody can't say nothing. Nobody can't say, oh, with a little broke poor ass or something. I'm like, you don't know what she been going through.
Well, let me say that the little head had alopecia, mm-hmm. so we put some hair on it.
She was her growth was stagnant. We gonna say that
was it.
It was stagnant.
She was we gonna say she was without hair.
You could choose the color. Yes, she was the without hairstyle. Hair. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I had y'all good to a T.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The wardrobe too.
Wardrobe too. Child, you saw me with my cheetah hoodie.
Yeah. Well, I chose green. Which one of y'all have the green shirt? No,
I have the red shirt.
No. I think on yours is the red and the green, and then on yours is the cheetah and
I got the green.
Yeah, Yoshi's green on mine.
So I chose green for that one because
she got
I know
red because she the people's.
I'm the red girl.
Yep,
and the green is my other favorite color.
Right.
And yeah, I knew it.
And
I
not
knew
only
it.
Is it green, but it's money green.
But right. But see, the thing about it is I didn't even notice the names.
Oh,
as soon as I saw it, I said, that's me right there. I said, look at me with the sunglasses.
See, y'all got y'all heels. See, y'all sitting down with the heels on right there. So y'all being cute. Mm-hmm. But on yours, Nucky, your buck.
Yeah. Got sneakers on and hoodies.
There you go.
Because we will fight.
And you got the cheetah print on.
Yeah.
In our former life.
Because we will fight you.
In our former life. We got too much to lose now. We got too much to lose and we saved.
We going
to
call the police on you now. We
just going to call the cops.
We will call the cops because we can't go to jail no more. But just know, if you start the fight, we will finish that motherfucker.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, that right there. Dear got the Lord. Sneakers. Because it go with the wording.
Yeah,
you know, it go with the words. Like, you ready. You sitting on the stoop, you know. Somebody walk past you and they say something to your best friend and you're both going, you know, you're going to jump up.
Both of them describe us to a
And see,
team.
The universe, she put them in a box, right?
Right.
And she said, you have to pick the one that best describes you.
Right.
And wouldn't you know, I picked
one. Yes, she did.
That was a little hood fabulous.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm a little rough around the edges.
And I picked the one
and
that was
Susie
sentimental.
Susie picked the one that we was at Jules. We was at Jules.
Read the back. I want y'all to read the back of them.
Okay. You read yours first.
It says, to my bestie, I don't know what's tighter, our jeans or our friendship. We've been friends for so long, I can't remember which one of us is the bad influence. Thank you for standing by my side when times get hard. Thank you for making me laugh when I didn't want to smile. If I didn't, If I had a different best friend, I would punch her in the face and go find you.
Oh, that sound like a I love it.
Love the one who needs you to the end, and I do.
But look,
y'all,
it's the part on there that say, hold on, let me see the thing, let me read it exactly what it is. It say, which one of us is the bad influence? Because I don't know if y'all can remember, but there was a show I said, all we got to do is be in a room together. Yes. And I look at her, and baby, we going to be on the floor.
Yes.
I don't have to say one word. And she already telepathically knows my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we laughing at whatever fool we looking at together. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And this is what I love. You just don't have a best friend mm-hmm. unless you can telepathically read their thoughts and laugh. And so mine says, we are not sugar and spice and everything nice. We are sage and hood and wish a motherfucker would.
Who is sage? Who is hood? It depends on the day.
I don't know.
But no, it depends on the day.
Baby, mine got
bricks. I think I'm more sage now.
And look, mine got bricks all over it. Like that brick wall I be taking pictures of all the time. And honey, look, my little doll baby, my baby on the front, right? She looked like she half Blasian like me.
Yes.
And
she got long hair.
And she got her loose body, she got her loose body weave in her hair. And she got her cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanna say she got some leather leggings on like I got.
That's too, leather. Lady. It could be leather.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be leather.
Don't them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That do look like mass.
I like it.
Let me see.
I didn't really pay that any attention. I thought,
Oh, they are cute. Yeah.
We're going to post it, though, so y'all can see. But see.
And I have my red hoodie on. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Much.
But see,
you're
just welcome. Like.
And your sunglasses.
Yes. And my sunglasses. And my bun.
It take a real friend to know.
That's right.
How to buy a gift that suits you perfectly. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that she did. That she did. So we want to thank Voncella, aka yep. Viola.
Yeah, welcome.
And that's so beautiful.
Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you for knowing us and understanding
and
us.
And loving us.
You're so welcome.
I just love you, Vaughn. I talk about you often.
Really?
I do.
Look at y'all.
Like the ass, she everywhere. Yeah. As Glorilla like would glow. Say.
Y'all see my baby. She just blowing up and I just love her.
I love it. So, you know, rest in peace to Gangsta Boo.
Girl, but I can't even talk about it.
Glorilla is my 2023 Gangsta Boo.
Yeah.
And Lord, that duet, is it a duet when it's in hip-hop?
Collaborations,
yeah.
I just wish Glorilla and Gangsta Boo could have did a collab.
It sounds like they were supposed to.
Oh, really?
But she did. She said, I normally don't post things like this, but I want to show y'all. She said Gangsta Boo had been showing her love before she even blew up.
Wow.
And she just told her, like, Gangsta Boo was telling her, keep going.
Women, they from the same area, right?
Yeah. That's why I said it would have been perfect.
And everybody was waiting for that collab.
Yeah, well, I sure would.
That dang on Gangsta Boo. Where them dollars at?
Where them dollars at? Let me tell you something.
Did y'all watch the verses when it was them and Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Girl, yeah, I did.
Didn't Gangsta Boo give?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Out on them so bad.
But that was terrible. Yeah. They shouldn't have showed up.
It was. It really.
But you know what? This is, and I hate to say it when, you know, people pass away, you go back and listen to their music, mm-hmm. and it's like, God,
she had some bangers.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Gangsta Boo was no joke.
I had forgotten all about her, you know, because her, not saying that her music is not relevant, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. You just forget when you don't hear it every day.
Yes. And my mm-hmm. goodness, I think I was playing 3-6 Mafia, her, man. Everybody. All of them.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, she really has some good bangers. I wish that her solo career had taken off, you know, better than what it did.
Yeah.
You know,
me too.
But they weren't ready for Gangsta Boo. Okay. Then, and they weren't ready for her in 2023.
Yeah.
No. So God said he needed her.
Yeah. Up there,
I didn't know she was that young.
Yeah, she honestly, was 43.
43.
She was your age. That's your age.
I'm older than her.
Uh-oh. Somebody is older than Vaughn.
You younger.
Breaking news.
I'm older than her. But you know
somebody
what? I thought she was up
Vaughn.
There for some reason.
Back to you, Ted.
I know.
For some reason, I thought she was, I don't know why, I thought she was not as old as
MC Light. I thought she was like 47, 50.
Yeah.
47 to 50. Yeah. So
I was like, yeah, that is true. That
so
is
she
true.
Was ahead of her time.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not
definitely.
Think, yeah.
Yes.
That was something.
Was it December 31st?
No, it was January 1st.
January 1st. Okay.
She made it to the new year.
Because everybody was like, oh, man,
you know,
come
on. It's always somebody, you know, of relevance, you know, celebrity-wise,
yeah.
passes away mm-hmm. around the beginning of the year.
Shall I never forget Betty White?
Yeah, Betty White.
Betty
died.
White left mm-hmm. here. Wasn't it
Betty
on
White died, no.
January 1st?
She died December 31st.
Yeah.
And then
Uncle Phil passed away, I want to say January 1st.
And then when
I call
did,
him Uncle Phil, but y'all know Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Uncle Phil.
When did
I don't know his real
when
name.
When did Anita Pointer die? She died December 31st.
Ooh, was it December 31st? Or the beginning of January?
I can't remember. I just remember hearing because it was so much going on.
I want to say probably the first week of January.
Yeah,
no,
I think it was either 31st or the first. When did Barbara Walters die?
Who?
Barbara Wawa.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, she
no,
died.
The too. News lady.
Barbara yeah. Wawa.
She the died 2020. Too.
Yeah, she died.
No.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
I used to look at her all the time. I used to watch her all the 90, time.
I didn't know she was 93, though.
God yeah. damn. Mm-hmm.
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Wawa go. This is Barbara Wata.
Yep, that's her. Yep. She had that funny little.
She lived
and the
good
Pope, because all of Pope, Barbara Walters, I think Anita Pointer, and then, like, yeah, it was just, yeah,
oh,
it was a lot
I did
going
not
on.
No, Barbara Walters.
Between these, yeah, like I said, that last, yeah.
Gee.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Anita Pointer.
Glory to God.
Yeah, the Pointer
so
sisters.
So the last
yeah.
one left is the last sister left because I learned that they have brothers.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I never knew that. I thought it was all girls in the family, but they have brothers.
Were they from Detroit?
So who the last sister?
Ruth.
Ruth. And yep. Wait a minute.
Ruth is the oldest.
Ruth is the oldest. Yeah.
Yep. Ruth is the oldest.
Good
were
Lord.
They from Detroit as well? Where were they from?
I think. Wait a minute.
Somewhere in
say,
the mid.
I thought they were from. Hold on.
Midwest or something.
Somewhere from the Midwest?
I want to say, yeah.
Mm.
I just, was that Ruth when. When you are next to me.
They're from Oakland, California.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I feel so right. You don't remember that?
I got to hear the
just
music.
Just jump.
Oh, okay.
Jump for your love.
Yeah.
Jump
I know
in. It. What else?
And you remember they was on Car Wash. Remember they was the girl ladies dancing around
I do remember
Richard Pryor.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why Jump is the only song that comes to mind when I
no,
think of
it. No, it's a lot
sisters.
Of songs they had.
What's doing the neutron dance. Oh. You remember that?
I do remember that one.
Because that was on Axel Foley movie, wasn't it?
It was on a movie, yeah.
And he's so shy. Doom, 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 doom,
doom. So shy. See,
a lot of the hip hoppers sampled it. Oh God!
Oh really?
What's the song? Doom 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 doom. Doom. I can't.
I know
he can. Yes, he can. That's them. I didn't know that until a couple of years ago.
Who?
It's like doom doom.
I bet
doom,
you she asked R&B. He knows.
Yeah, I'll ask my dad and then I'll come back to y'all.
Okay.
The next episode. It's like, yes, we can. I know we can. It's something like that. I'll get it. Yep.
I think we was. What is it?
I want a man with the slow hand.
Oh, yeah. That's
I
them.
I want a man with an easy touch.
I thought that was
I
Tina.
Want somebody who can spend some time.
I thought that was Tina.
Yeah.
That slow hand.
Yep.
Huh.
And how far you go?
Fire. I like that.
That came out in 1976 when I was born.
Yep. bus.
I like that song.
Good God.
Yeah.
Fire. Okay.
My mama used to play that.
What was the song they were singing, circling around Richard Pryor on Car Wash? I'll watch the movie and I'll tell y'all.
You know, I have never seen Car Wash all the way through.
Are you serious?
I love it.
Well, I've never seen Belly all the way through.
Oh, you haven't seen Belly all the way through?
Okay. Me either. It just don't do nothing for me.
Yeah, I had never seen it all the way through.
It's just some movies.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
And see, Vaughn movie that she loved, I just can't watch it.
Which one?
Soul Plane.
Why? It's so funny.
It's too much. I can't.
It's funny. You have to have a sense of humor.
I've never seen Soul Plane. I've never seen Half Baked.
Oh, Half Baked is funny.
See, I thought I was the only person. I've never watched Half Baked. You know what movie they was talking about on Instagram last night? And I said, I wouldn't mind watching that again. Higher Learning.
That was funny.
Yeah. Now, that movie, Higher Learning was good.
Well, you know, Higher Learning and Half Baked, to me, is in the same category a little bit.
Higher Learning had a lot of jewels in it. I think it was a lot of stuff. No, you're talking about How High with Keith Murray and Redman. Wasn't that Keith Murray? Method Man, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, thank
Higher
you.
Higher Learning was with Busta Rhymes, Ice Cube. Yeah. And,
How High.
Higher Learning.
Yeah, that's it.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, because them two didn't go together.
No.
Tyra Banks was in that movie, too.
No. Half Baked and How High.
Yeah.
Those two.
And see, I'm so crazy. I can't remember nothing off Higher Learning, but
you know what?
Just give me all your loving. Girl, I do all the... See, this the music.
You know what? You remember when everybody used to put the signs on the front of their car?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I put my first sign. You remember what I used to have on my car? What? On my Mirage, matter of fact. They hate me because they ain't me. That's where I got that from, Higher Learning. Yep, I got that from Higher Learning. And I used to, and I was at freshman year, Albany State. I put it on my car. They hate me.
And you know, when she rolled
me.
Up with that on that car, them hoes was hating already.
And they thought
they hate me because they ain't me.
And Busta Rhymes said that in Higher Learning.
Basically.
And everybody thought it was because of something, you know, about looks and all that. It was because of my intelligence. And I was a black woman in college.
See that?
Yep.
Boom. And it still applies. Wow, this is interesting. That just got me a little history lesson. I'm always learning from y'all.
Blow that
older
shit out.
People.
And just blow that shit out.
You heard what I said?
What you say, Craig?
I said I'm always learning from y'all older people.
You know what? Here she go with that bullshit.
It's called.
Here she go with that little young people bullshit. But then... her old ass older than Gangsta Boo.
Right, right. I was like, oh, I'm older than her. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Old Lady Vaughn.
I know Vaughn is an old lady name. Vaughn.
Well.
It's old.
I like Vaughn. What's wrong with that name?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong. Yeah.
What I've been known
for. I guess it could. Because, see, I'm looking at, when my grandchildren, you know, I tell y'all they going to call me Shishi. But I wasn't born with a old lady name. My name is not a old lady name. But I guess, I don't know, to the new generation, maybe Yolanda is a old lady name at this point. Because you don't see people naming their kids Yolanda anymore. Right.
But you know what? I have noticed a lot of people like our age that end up having kids, you know, in their early 40s, and they have been naming their children like older names.
Yeah.
Like my cousin named her child Moses. Mm-hmm. She named her other child name is Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah something Ann. I can't remember. The middle name is both of the grandparents' name. Is her middle name. You better leave my Moses alone. You better leave my Moses alone.
I'm just thinking about the little baby with his little stick.
Well, he's a teenager. He's a preteen. I think Moses is 14 now. Yeah, and do not call him Mo. You won't call him Moses. Yes, he goes by Moses.
But you do hear some of the names now, like
going back
Moses, Ava.
Mm-hmm.
You hear a lot of. Yeah, you do.
Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann, you do. Ashley.
Yep.
Kelly.
It's too great.
Josiah. You hear a lot of Josiah now.
I seen a George.
Yeah.
Can y'all stop for a minute? Then, that name is...
No, it's not. See
that
how she
name
comes
is too
up.
Grown for him.
No, it's not.
But he's going to be a grown
Moses
man.
He's going to grow up.
Yes, he's going to grow up.
They should have changed his name when he turned 18.
Charlotte. Charlotte.
Von Cousin.
It's the one we'll be going on the trip with.
I can't.
Charlotte. Jermaine, it is not me, sweetie.
Yes. But, you know, his middle name is Dwayne.
Mm-hmm. See, there's nothing wrong with that.
Dwayne.
That's still a grown up name.
Dwayne. But the children gonna grow up, yes. Yolanda.
I could deal with Dwayne, right? But I don't know how I feel.
It's she got it from the Bible.
Moses,
it's
right? Well, Moses is a biblical name.
It's a biblical name, and she's named him after our great grandfather.
But it's just like, if he is something from the family,
right?
I get it.
I wanted to do a family.
So let's take it. So I don't want nobody to feel like I'm picking at the baby, right? But when my daughter was in kindergarten, right? And you know how they do the graduation.
See, I thought.
It was a little girl in my daughter's class. My daughter was born in 2000. She has a 2000 kid name, right? She's Madison. That was a popular name in 2000.
Yeah.
It was a little girl
it's
in
still
the
popular.
It was a little girl in the graduation named Shirley. It's too adult. I wasn't ready for a little girl in the graduation named Shirley. And that's kind of how I feel about Moses. I'm looking for an adult. I'm not looking for a child.
You look for a grown man.
Correct.
Was there a Barbara?
You know what? I've seen children named Barbara.
I have seen a Barbara.
I don't feel like...
I've seen a Barbara.
What? Hold on.
It's 20-something years old. Because, you know, I work with a lot of database. And I've seen a Barbara 20-something years old.
Oh.
Yep.
It just throws...
I've seen an Ernestine.
It throws me. Yeah. It throws me seen when I see... And hold on. Because when she got to middle school, it was a girl in her middle school class named Thelma. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, it should not be a child in this 12-year-old graduation named Thelma.
Why not?
Because
why not?
Thelma was an old lady name when I was a child.
Good times. But listen, a name is just a name, right?
It is.
A name is just a name. I do believe that we have to be cautious of how, you know.
But how do you, hold on, how do you dress up a Thelma and a Shirley even when you little to make it sound cute? Like, you know how you give people nicknames? Like, my name is Yolanda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yolanda might have been too adult for a little 3-4-year-old. I mean, but I had a nickname out the womb. My name was Yoshi. So, and I'm 46 years old and I'm still fucking Yoshi.
I mean, Shirley can be Shay Shay. Or Shay.
She. Sure.
Lily.
There you go. So if you tell me your name Lily, and we Lily up until 18, and then I find out at your graduation, she is Shirley
Robertson.
Shirley Brown.
Like, who?
Oh, this time I ain't know Lily was really Shirley Brown. Oh, okay. It makes sense. Okay. So like Moses, right?
Mo?
I don't know if I could do Mo.
Why are you licking your tongue out like that?
It's just grown up. Like our producer, his two sons, one has a unique name that, and I was gonna name my son. You know, if I had one, Boston Amir, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just love that name. Amir is a prince. But when he told me the other son's name, I was like, that's different. It shocked me because you don't have people who normally use that name, It's a very unique name. And I ain't gonna put this business out there. Yeah. But it was a unique name. Not to say, you know, it wasn't appropriate, but it was a very grown up name and it was different. But he's gonna grow up to that name. But you know what? When you got a strong adult name like that, especially the engineer's child's name, he has to live up and into that name. He has a very distinguished
name. It is a distinguished name. And I don't know anyone with that name. Mm-hmm. I've never met anyone with that name. Have you?
And so he's going to be a very unique.
His youngest son.
A very unique individual.
Nope.
And it's a common name. Yeah. I mean, it's not a name that's not, you know, common, because we know that the name does exist for other people, but I just never met anyone with that name. Yeah.
Correct.
Even his oldest son, I may have ran across two.
Yeah. It's pretty popular now. It's pretty popular now. It wasn't back then. But I think we talked about it on the show before about the And then Sue got an original name, but mine's pretty popular. You're going to always find a black girl or a Puerto Rican girl named Yolanda. And my problem is when she ain't cute.
Hello, what Yolanda's? What that mean in Spanish? Chicken?
It's not a Spanish name.
Yolanda's.
Yolanda.
When you go to the Mexican restaurant, they have Yolanda's.
Oh, yeah. So
what is Yolanda's? Yolanda's
are flautas.
What's flautas?
So they're like it's not a tortilla, but it's like a.
It's a shell, a soft shell.
Yeah, it's a soft shell, and it's wrapped in chicken pollo.
Okay.
So, and they bussin'. They good.
So Yolanda's are good.
So Yolanda's fit suits me.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. They bussin'.
They bussin'. Yolanda's is bussin'. Okay. I say. But I just feel like your name gotta suit you. It really do. And my name means violet flower, and it's French.
Yolanda?
The origin of Yolanda.
Okay.
It's a French name. It's a violet flower. And what do I love? Flowers. I love flowers. Violet is a form of pink. Pink is my favorite color. My name suits me.
So, speaking of origin of names, my name, okay, so Nicholas, Nicole, Victoria, and Victoria and Victor all have the same under the umbrella of Victorious. So it kind of fall in line. Nicholas, Nicole, Victoria, and Victor fall under the umbrella of Victorious. I did like a little crest back in school. You had to do like the name, what your name means.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
And I don't know where it originated from, though. I can't remember, but yeah. Now, my first name is just made up, I think.
That goes in the
YTCM. Yes. You are original.
I am original, even though some people have named their children.
Yeah, once they found out, you know, your name.
And one lady named her daughter after me. Her name is Amber Watisia, because I was her son's case manager.
Oh.
And she was very fond of me. And when she was pregnant, she said, "Miss Williams, I just want to let you know that I named my daughter's middle name is Watisia." I thought that was very.
Yes. Now, if you find one that's older than you.
Right.
Then you're going to have to sit down and talk to her.
Yes. Yes.
Find out.
So Amber Watisia should be about 16 or 17 now. She should be.
Oh.
So, but yeah. So it's some more YTCs, but my understanding, my mother and her best friend made up their children's names in high school. And so you do, and I think I told the story before, you have YTCA and you have Latisa and you have Eric and Tepedric, and then you have Tepedric.
Do you have a middle name?
It's yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do, and it's not Susie. Everybody,
I know it's not Susie, and yeah, I just thought about like, yeah, you do have a middle name, but mm-hmm. I can't remember it, and I'm not going to ask you right now.
Oh no, but yeah, I do have a middle name, and I really like my middle name, but it is a Y, and everybody's like, "Goodness, your mom."
Oh, I know Y's. It. I know it. Yeah.
Y is the best letter of the alphabet.
But you know, I don't like when people mispronounce that name. It gets on it.
What? YTC?
No, your middle name.
Oh,
it irks my soul when they try to pronounce the first letter with the second letter. I don't like it.
Well, yeah,
because I leave the first letter silent and I pronounce the second letter.
Yay.
Yeah. I can't. It just irks my nerve when they take that
but
first letter.
But my dad nicknamed me Susie.
So. Okay.
Or Sue. So that's and it's Sue just stuck. So as I got older, a lot of my older relatives and a lot of the people thought my real name was Sue or Susie. So when I graduated from Albany State, they was like, well, we didn't see Sue's name in the paper. And my grandma was like, it's right there. It's YTC of the Dawson. And they was like, what?
See how they go back to the...
Wait 1 minute.
When I said they get it cheering the nickname and then find out later on what the real name is.
Right. And so everybody was like, I didn't know
let's,
that.
Let's go back to our best friend cup. Did you realize that your nickname is Susie and my name is Yoshi?
Yoshi, yes.
Look at that. It even right.
Have y'all just ever Googled y'all first name? Ugh. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
I have.
But go ahead.
Well, I told y'all what mine meant.
I just put in my first name and just Googled it. Well, just let's see what came up.
Google what mine, did it say? Why you turn your face
so
on?
So there's a website.
Why your face so ugly?
What's wrong?
Because it says butt vase, B-U-T-T, vase.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an online shopping store. The name of the store is my first name. So it's myfirstname.com. And they have, they make pottery, and they make vases, but they're out of the shape of a booty.
Oh, fine. Bless it, Tushar.
Bless it, Lord.
Girl, let me see.
Where they get that from?
Tutu. If you broke,
Work. Oh, there's another person with my name.
Oh.
Well, she's a sportscaster.
All I want to say.
You know, my nephew's mother is named Trevon.
Sholeas.
Mm-hmm. Dominique's mom named Trevon. Mm-hmm.
How she spell it?
I think it's with two N's.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I just want to say, and you see how the universe works in my favor. So I love my middle name. My middle name is Simone. Mm-hmm. Simone means God had heard.
Oh, Lord.
What my mama? You see how my mama and daddy blessed me?
Yeah.
They blessed me.
Okay.
So I was told just now that we got off task.
Okay.
Back to today's show.
Can I say something before we start on our topic?
No.
I would just like to say, what? I would just like to say happy Founders Day, 110th anniversary to Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. We're celebrating 110 years of sisterhood, scholarship, service, and social action. So I would like to say happy Founders Day to all of my sorors around the world. Big shout out to Richland County Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, to my line sisters, the 74 Dimensions of Distinction, I love you forever. We are having a lot of things coming up in the next couple of weeks. If you are in the Columbia area, the first thing, it is a free event. And so it's the Richland County Alumni Chapter, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated presents Let's Talk About Race. And race is relationship, attitude, cultural diversity, and engagement. And it is Sound the Alarm, African American Women's Healthcare Disparities. And we will have panelists. We will have Miss Nadia Rutherford. She is the Richland County coroner. Mm-hmm. She will be on the panel. We will have Dr. Coretta Generette. She is one of the doctors here at University of South Carolina, part of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion expert. We will also have Dr. Khalil, and please forgive me for if I mess up your name, sir, Dr. Khalil Denimbrew. And he is a women's health nurse practitioner. And we will also have Dr. Kimberly Seals. She's a maternal, child, and health expert. It will be at Allen University Thursday, January 26, 2003 at 6 p.m. This will be, again, at Allen University. You all are welcome. This is a public event, and it will be at the Chappelle Hall Auditorium. 1530 Hardin Street in Columbia, South Carolina, 29204. And if you ladies don't mind, I can post this on the Instagram page and our Necessary Talks page on Facebook. So that is a free event. So please come out, share, tell a friend so you can know more about African-American women healthcare disparities.
What's the dress code?
Dress code for that is just fine. That's anything. Okay. Because that'll be after work. It's just like 6 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And should be about an hour and maybe 15 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
So please come out. Please come out. Bring a friend. Bye. And so on Saturday, February the 4th, we are bringing back Richland County Alumni Chapter, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and the Fortitude Foundation Incorporated presents the Red Dress Luncheon from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Brooklyn Banquet and Conference Center, and that's at 1066 Sunset Boulevard. This is one of our big events that we normally have. The last time we had it was in 2020 before the pandemic. Please dress in red. We prefer you to wear red dress, but you can wear red pants. There is a cost. It is $35, and you can find this on Eventbrite. But once again, I will put that link on our website as well. So once again, our Red Dress Luncheon is back, and this is for Richland County Alumni Chapter and the Fortitude Foundation. So please come on out and join Delta Sigma Theta as we honor and we talk about heart healthy things.
Okay.
Thank y'all so much.
Looking red at her. Dress.
The yes, Congress red dress woman. Luncheon, honey. So the I know my girls woman. Will be there to support with their red dresses on, looking fly. And
I'm going to have some red fishnets on.
Well, come on, girl.
I'm looking for a red dress right now.
Put your red dress and put your red fishnets on with your stock.
And my high heel
shoes. And your high heel shoes.
Don't be like my cousin come to my grandma's funeral with the see-through dress on.
Oh, Lord.
With her, did she have some fishnets on? It was a lace dress.
Help us, Father.
With her stilettos.
Well, they not know.
Yeah, don't be like her.
Don't do
it. Well, they not know.
Y'all, keep my family in prayer, too.
Amen to that.
Everybody.
Yeah, but yes, especially Lord. Them.
I'm with you, Vaughn.
We'll discuss that off air.
Amen, Vaughn. Yeah. And I'm with you.
Ain't that some old people shit?
Terrible. Yes, ma'am.
That's Glodine right. Done came to the surface.
All right.
Glodine shows out.
What is that?
You know old people do stuff like that.
That sound like some sorority cold sound.
You ain't never been around no little old lady.
And they start humming.
And they start,
Or saying...
No, my grandma cussed all the time, so she ain't home.
So both mine cussed all the time, and they still did the Cause see, that's like the interlude into I done just talk shit, and I can't even talk no more shit about it. Mm-hmm. So it'll just kind of be like, I don't even want to see what my best friend showing me on this phone. So, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a prime example. It'll be like, you know, Christmas just passed and they done spent all this money on Christmas gifts. And now they sitting over there with the lights turned out.
Good example. Good example.
See what I'm talking about?
Good example. Because it's true.
It go down like that.
Yeah. She. You know, they probably bought the gifts and then they had to take them back to the store.
Set up hair and spent $10,000 on that wedding 4 months ago.
And getting evicted.
And the lights
and,
cut off.
And now he back at his mama's house, she back at hers.
No, they together at her mama house. They ain't going to his mama house. They going to her mama house.
They ain't together. They broke up. Oh, they broke out.
No, we not.
They broke out.
Here she go. Something done happened.
All right. Oh, you know what? This is the beginning of the year, and what happens at the beginning of the year?
I don't know. What happened?
New benefits.
New benefits.
Y'all go.
New PTO time.
New PTO time. I can't wait because I'm about to schedule.
I don't get no new PTO time. My shit just rolled.
It just rolled over.
Some of mine rolled over.
That's
why I got
but new PTO time.
Just like that
new holiday time.
Look, there you go. Just like that nigga with bad breath in your bed. Just roll over. Ew. My pee pee just went down.
Your pee pee just went down.
You know what?
So I make the analogy all the time that I got a pee pee because I'm a very masculine girl. So I might reference
I
that I got a pee pee.
I thought we changed that in 2022. I thought we was going
I'm still a girl boy.
We are still soft.
I am soft, but I still got an imaginary penis.
Oh Lord!
Cause sometimes.
Didn't I already say I tried?
You did.
Okay, I said that in 2022. Right?
I tried.
Cause sometimes, when I get to talking big and bad, sometimes I gotta hold my nuts.
It grow. It get
it
big.
Do.
You got the.
It do.
Cuff them.
And let me tell you something. My balls is a lot bigger than a whole lot of dudes around here.
They hanging.
Yeah.
And they ain't slanging, but they just hanging.
So, and not just the balls.
Why are you following me up?
The whole criminal tree and the whole.
Why are you following
the
me
ball
up?
And the criminal tree. Okay then.
Okay. I said what I said.
We done got off task. We done got off the task at hand. I just wanna backtrack. And I want to tell y'all, I missed this the last show, but I wanted to share this with our listeners, you know, because we're still in the first quarter of our new year, and I don't know how many of y'all working on y'all sales. You know, we start, we call them things, resolutions and shit, and then by like day two or three, we be like, oh, yeah. The hell with that. But I have started this program with one of my coaches, and she basically wants us to do a personal revival, like how we're working on things.
Okay.
So my program is going to be in three parts because it's a 21-day focus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my first 7 days is going to be organization. Then it's going to be daily prayer and journaling and manifestation. And then it's going to be better mind mapping and management practices for my businesses.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So,
like I said, I'm always working on me. So don't worry about me. Worry about your own self.
But, you know, I like that because it keeps you grounded. It keeps you rooted into something.
Mm-hmm. So, when you set goals for yourself like that, you have to break it down. So, week one, I'm embodying peace. Gaining understanding of the wise, and then energetically drawing in abundance and increase in all facets of my life. So these are going to be daily practices that turn into habit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you do things, the more they become habit, the more, you know, it's just a way of life. So this is my commitment and ritual to my movement. And I'm committed to me.
I like that.
100% to me.
So are you going to use this for personal and business, or is you're going to strictly use this for your, just your business.
My business is a part of my personal.
I mean, that is true.
So I'm using this in totality of my entire life.
Okay.
Because I feel like when I made the point of saying better mind mapping and management practices for my business, I feel like there are areas of my life that I can better manage and mind map. Like, I'm always writing and gritting out and mapping out how things should go. I feel like disorganization comes with being undisciplined.
Right.
So that's what I really need to focus on. Because with ADHD, I just have a tendency to get off task. Y'all hear me on the show. I go from one thing to the next. I don't take my Adderall on the weekends. No. I need a break. I'll go sleep.
That's for the people. It's more for the people, not for you.
Yeah, I'm medicated Monday through Friday because I have to stay focused at work. But on the weekends, I just need a little break. So y'all have to forgive me if I get off track. But I just got to work on organization, my business, because my business is what
it's an extension
me.
Of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I just want to be a better me. I want to be a better me every day.
Even when you are doing good, you can always
You can always be better.
You can always be better.
Who can grow?
Right. Yep. Well, and if you think you're too big to grow, then something wrong.
Why are you here?
If you can't grow, then you already dead.
There you go. Why are you here? Yep.
If you can't be watered,
mm-hmm.
you already dead.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing water can't bring back to life is something already dead, ain't it?
Yeah, if it's already dead, it's done.
All right. So,
but if it needs to be revived, if it has a little bit left, hope left in it, then, you know, water can revive it.
Yep. That's why I don't fool with people that I can't tell nothing to. You can't give constructive criticism to. You can't say shit to them. They know every goddamn thing. See, now y'all done got me triggered. Let me go on.
No, that's good.
You was going to say something, too?
Oh, I thought we was going around. You're talking about first quarter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure everybody is the first of the year. Go ahead and get them doctor's appointments scheduled now. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and get your dentist appointment, your vision. Get everything checked. Don't wait till the end of the year. Your benefits started over. Your flex spending account. You already got that money put on your card. Just go ahead and get everything done. Don't wait till the last minute. That's it.
That's it.
Well, your first quarter looking like home.
Well, you know, y'all already know. Y'all been a part of my life forever and ever. Y'all know my first 21 days, I always do a consecration. Mm-hmm. But this year, with the Brook, they're doing it a little different. And I think I sent it to you all to review. And so this year, they're not, they want you, of course, they always want you to do a fast of social media. They just want you to do a fast of only, they want you to do gospel music only. And so they don't want you to listen to like R&B and all that stuff because they really want you to concentrate on the word. They want you to really
fill yourself up with
and want you to ask God for clarity of what he wants you to do this year. So this is something that I've been practicing for years in on out, and y'all can verify and attest to this that I have been doing this for years. So if it's not broke, don't I ain't gonna fix it. This has been guiding me all these years, and I'm just gonna go with it. But this year I think I'm just gonna flow and just say, God, just continue to guide me. Because last year, I just asked God to just guide me and just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. And I'm not going to be hard-headed and not do it. And so last year, I really kind of fully, I think I 99% left go. I think it was still a little 1% that I was still trying to struggle and say, okay, I want to do it my way. But 99% of the time, I let go, and I love the results.
God.
Good
but
God.
But that's good, 99%.
Yeah, yeah. It was still 1%, though.
That's good.
But that's being honest, because a lot of us be so wrapped up in our way, we don't let go and let God.
But it's still that 1%, and I'm still trying to do it my way. And he like, God dog it, girl.
But in the past, has it been 99% in the past?
No.
Right.
Oh, heck no.
But still, even that 99 cent, I think that's full surrender.
I don't think it's
full. Well, it's not full surrender, but no, it is close to full.
I feel full. Like, for, I just feel like for an earthly body,
for
to
human
me,
capacity,
for
an yes.
earthly body, that's in like comparison 100%. To other people, yeah. That's a very good
percentage
to be
and
at
I'm
surrender.
Not saying every day was 99%.
But, the overall.
But overall. Yeah. Like I said, so it was good. So first 21 days, that's what I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to be journaling, continue just asking God for what it is that he wants me to do, what he wants me to work on, and what he wants me to reveal, and what my purpose is for this year, and especially for this quarter. So I'm just break down. What is it that you want me to do in this first quarter that I need to do? What I need to fall back from, or what I need to come out and do more? Because it may be something that he wants me to do more of and be, you know, in the forefront of doing more. So, yep.
Cool. I don't know about the gospel music. It's for 21 days.
21 days. 21 I can days. Do it. You
I
can do
I
it.
I done already messed up, but.
No, but it's okay. It's all right. It starts today. Today the 8th. Well, you know, it starts. It starts.
Lord, I'm available.
I can do it because I've done it before. I can do it.
I can do it, but I don't know if I can do it consistently all day. I can start off.
It's all day. You can't listen to nothing.
And he wants, I mean, see, now the part that you'll do, I mean, limit your TV time and all that kind of stuff.
I ain't doing that, no.
Yeah. Limit your TV time. And of course, and then the fasting part is. Which is good. This time, we normally do the Daniel's fast where we don't have any meats or anything like that. This time, he's incorporating fish and other
I'm gonna do it.
Seafood and chicken. He did said chicken, but no other red meats or things like no sweets, vegetables and stuff like that. But they're going to eat after 3 p.m. I got to eat something at 12. I can't, yeah. I got to eat something at 12.
That's a long time. Now, I'm an intermittent faster, but hey, I can't even do that.
You could drink water. Didn't it say water?
You could
drink
water. You can have water and tea and coffee, but you can't, you know, of course you can't have.
No. I need something on my tummy.
Yeah.
So, Vaughn?
Yeah, no consumption until after 3 p.m. No time restrictions apply on Sunday. However, adhere to the diet. And the diet is no fried foods, no pork or beef, no sugars, and no caffeine after 12 p.m.
So, I'm going to flip it. I'm going to do my nothing after 7 p.m.
You're going to flip yours?
Because I have to eat something.
I think everybody should curtail their fast to suit
And I'm just going to stay on
their needs and their lifestyle.
Stay consistent with that. So I'm going to 21 days starting today. Because, I done messed up this morning.
Yeah, everything ain't for everybody. No.
Right.
Now, I normally listen to gangsta music while I'm on my way to work. It just hyped me up.
You can listen to some Ty Tribbett. He got some gangsta gospel.
So, hold on.
Watch it. And Kirk Franklin.
Hell no.
Hey.
I have a very
leave Kirk alone.
I like Kirk. Distaste.
Why? Put on Kirk
Franklin. I don't like Kirk Franklin. I've never liked Kirk Franklin since Stomp. I don't know. He irked my nerves.
Maybe because he's little with big feet.
Whole playlist in here.
Okay.
Child, just put on Jonathan Nelson and Kiki. And Ty Tribbett. Like
I mean, it ain't hard. I love Mary and
put on Lecrae.
I love Lecrae.
Molly. Molly is. I don't know what his music is. His music is inspirational.
I think that would be fine too. Yeah. Molly. Yeah.
I listen to gospel music, ladies and gentlemen, but it is not one of my genres that I can just listen to all day. Like I can't listen to trap music all day. But I do, it does hype me up in the morning. So I don't know. I'm going to work on this, but maybe that's why I be at work ready to slap somebody. The minute they say something crazy at me. So yeah, I probably need to, I'll stop listening to trap music on the way to work for the next 21 days. Y'all look. I'm doing the best I can.
No, well, Yoshi, it's okay.
So I'm going to.
See, God already know where this is going to go anyway.
It's some gospel trap.
He already know how this gonna end.
Lord have mercy. Look at him.
It's up to us to know where this is gonna end, because he already know. So I'm gonna do this.
That's the mantra while you're making this.
So three.
It's until the 28th.
February 28th?
January.
Oh, 21 days.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help me. Yeah. Lord.
Okay. We can do that. Yeah, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it.
By the blood of Jesus.
Mm. It's going to be great.
Okay. I'm glad you think so. All right.
It the will. Spirit is willing, but that flesh
you got
is
it.
Flesh is weak.
Listen to the Clark sisters.
You know, that was in my mind, the Clark sisters.
So give me your, round table, because we about to close out the show. What's your favorite gospel song?
I ain't got a favorite.
Wow. Gosh,
your number one. Your one that you used to play all the time? And it used to pluck my nerves, and you used to have it on your phone.
Which one? What, Jesus is working out? Which one?
No.
Jesus. I can tell you.
Oh, God.
God favors me?
No, the one where she come in real slow. I think you had it on your ringtone. I can't remember.
Oh, God, I'm going to put
Susie gospel song that I always think of when I hear her. But every time she was sick this week. And when she called me sick, I said, but I had a praying grandmother. Helen Baylor.
Helen Baylor.
But that's not.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on. Hey. So want y'all.
You can listen to Corinne Hawthorne. Won't he do it?
So.
Said he would.
So my favorite gospel group is Mary Mary. Probably.
Yes.
It's kind of like a catch in between Mary Mary and Clark Sisters, because I really love Karen Clark Shear. But Mary Mary has a song called Seattle. And that song does something to my spirit.
I found mine too.
I love it. And I just strongly urge our listeners today to download that song, listen to that song, and give Yosh feedback on Seattle. Tell me if you love it too.
Oh, my God, Yosh. I do have a lot. Many.
Before you go, Sue, one song, it was two, but one song, well, I Told the Storm. That's probably one of my top praise and worship songs. I Told the Storm.
Who sings it?
Greg O'Quinn and Joyful Noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the second one is, it's a pot. Oh, gosh. I can't even think of the name. But it's so popular. It's old. It's an old song.
Oh.
Jesus.
Okay.
I can't think of it, but go ahead, Sue.
Okay. The one that I really like as I got older, I think when I turned 40, was Destiny by Tina Campbell from Mary Mary. That was the one that I used to play all the time. I don't know if that was it, and that was my ringtone. I don't know if that was the song that you was talking about, but Tina Campbell, Destiny, I listen to that all the time. I also listen to, of course, the Clark Sisters. You Brought the Sunshine. I also, what is my other favorite song? Hold on.
Golly, I can't even think of that song, but man.
Well, we're going to post them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'll let y'all know. But happy fasting to all our listeners. Make sure y'all celebrate American Red Cross Heart Health Association Day on February the 4th. And do your checks. Make sure that ticker's good. We dropping like flies out here.
Yes, Lord.
And you ain't got to be old no more. So make sure
you're right. No, not at all.
Make sure you do what you do for you. And
what? So, you was about to say something.
He eyeballed me when he turned that music on. Put the damn music back on. I didn't like the eyeball that came with the music, Mr. Engineer. where he can find us. I'm finna go find
you. Know
him.
What? He can't win with you.
Us.
That's why he loves
I try.
Me.
I try to take up for him.
And you were the first person he called for a new year.
Oh,
that's why
that,
I love
that me. Is bothering me.
But I had a praying run, mama.
Listen, y'all. Please catch us on all podcast platforms. And you can catch us on Instagram at The Very Necessary Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook at The Unapologetic Talk. And you can catch us on our website at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast.com. Don't forget to send us an also very necessary letter to our email at The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast at gmail.com.
All right, you know what to do. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like it.